Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to have you back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Just join us this evening and praise the Lord and worship the Lord with us. And we just thank everyone that's tuned in by Facebook. And if you have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments, and we'll be praying over all of them later. So just put your prayer request in if you have any, or your praise reports. Tell your friends and family about this, and please share it out so others can be blessed and ministered to. You never know who it's going to touch, because a few weeks ago we had one that got saved by listening to this broadcast, and he don't even know how he got the broadcast. So just share it out so others can receive what they need to receive from God. And we just want to welcome the Blog Talk listeners also, and we just ask everybody to be praying for us tonight. And we're going to get this caller in here. Okay, 205, come in and tell us where you're at and who you are.
This is Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have one song, and then we're going to get you to obey God.
All right, sister.
I know I've been sleeping.
Yes,
I'm
Shook back off of me. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's what we want, people. I want to stay sealed. Glory to God. Verse 30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. It says the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, that sealed us. That's what does it say. It says, grieve, don't grieve it though. When you're sealed, you don't do things like we used to. We do things like He leads us to. I'm going to start back about verse 22. And I'm going to start preaching there. And it says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See that old man that we come, when we come to Jesus and he forgives us, and that old man's supposed to, he's supposed to be put away, supposed to be dead. And said, so, you know, we're supposed to put off that old man. He's corrupt. That's the reason we came to Jesus, was to be clean, to be sanctified, to be made holy, to be receivers of the Holy Ghost of God. And he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Glory to God. It's where we're focused now. You know, before it was like we call scatterbrains. Our mind went here and went there and took us here and took us yonder, whatever we went to craving to do. But when you come to Jesus, we know where we're going. And our mind, the spirit of our mind, renews every day and lets us know the direction, glory to God, that he's taking us in. Because folks' homes up there, it's not down here. We're just sojourning here. We're just passing through. But glory to God, I got a home up there. Hallelujah. He said that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And see, there's something you got to do before you're sealed. And everybody need to understand this. You got to take that old man off and bury him in baptism. and be raised up a new man. He said, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. It ain't none of this fake and phony stuff. When they go to church, lift their hands, shout a little bit. But during the week, they're just like everybody else. No, it's the all the time thing. Glory to God. When he seals you, you sealed from the world. It can't get in no more. Glory to God. Because your heart's full of Jesus. Your mind's full of Jesus. It's full of the glory that God has prepared for them that love him. The place that you're headed, glory to God. And it goes on, says, wherefore put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. And praise God, we need to get that in our mind. The devil can't come in unless you open the door for him. Because when God seals you, he can't do nothing with you anymore. All he can do is try to tempt you to get the seal broke. Where you, glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. So let him his soul steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Now, he didn't say, let you work with your hands and do that labor which is good, where you can just pile up things. He said, but where you may have to give to him that need it. Somebody that ain't as well off as you. Somebody that's sick and afflicted and can't do work. Glory to God. That's up to us to help them. That's not supposed to be the government. That's supposed to be Christians. That's supposed to be us willing to give meat and bread to them and to help them out of stuff to get into. Glory to God. It says this, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You know, when we get out here and they go to telling dirty jokes, we have to remember one we've heard and start spouting it off. You ain't going back to them and witness to them after a while because they'll remember you telling that dirty joke. So you don't let that corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, the lifting up of whoever you're talking to, the lifting up and drawing them to Jesus also. That's what that's for. Glory to God. A lot of times you get in church, somebody will give a testimony. And for some reason, it'll hit that spot in you. It'll just excite you. It'll thrill you. Tears will flow. You just feel God all around you and in you. And glory to God, you've been edified. You've been lifted up. You've been brought in close to the Spirit, praise God. That's what he's talking about. And he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another. Listen, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Glory to God. You see all them old grudges and aughts we carry for people? They got to be put down if you want that seal to stay on you. God may seal you up. And I'm going to tell you right now, hallelujah, I'm not one of them preachers going to tell you once you've been sealed that you ain't nothing you can do or sin bad enough to bring you back. Oh, yes, there is. He give instructions of what to do right there. I read them off. Glory to God. Before you're sealed, there's some things you got to do. There's some cleaning house that's got to be done. But praise God. God don't live in a junkyard, and he don't live in a garbage dump. But praise God, you got to get the garbage out of your life. You got to clean up and get ready. He said, put away all them things. Get rid of them. Put on that new man, which is created in the image of God and glory to God in righteousness and true holiness. Not pretending you got something, but knowing you got something from God. That's what he's talking about, my friends. Tonight you can break the seal. And before it's over, I'm going to show it to you. Glory to God. Read it to you in the Bible. But I got a little something right here I want to read. And this comes out of John chapter 14, verse 23 down. It says, Jesus answered that unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. But they see there's an if there, folks. You can be sealed, but if a man love me, he's going to keep his words. If you're not keeping the words of the Bible and living those words, praise God, you've never been sealed. You fooled yourself. He said, he loveth me, He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not man, but the Father's which sent me. So this comes from God himself, the word that's in this book. Because if you read John, the first chapter, I think about verse 14, you'll find out that Jesus is the word of God that was made flesh. So we've got to keep the word of God. That's who Jesus is. He is the word of God. Glory to God. And he said, the words I speak, they're not mine, they're the Father's. So he is the word of the Father. And see, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But this is what it says. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Glory to God. You see, when we keep the word of God, that means we've got something in us that puts our mouth in a shape where it don't speak the guile it used to speak, but it speaks in the word of God. And the Bible said, you know, that we speak as in the oracles of God. That means the word of God. And that's what we're supposed to talk in if we got that seal on us. It goes on and says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. And he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Glory to God. These people today, they're scared of their own shadow. They can't go out. Some disease might get on me. Oh, I can't go to church. Somebody might call where I'm sitting. Glory to God. Get sealed up with the seal of God. That's the protecting power of God. That's the seal that keeps you free from iniquity and sin. That's what covers you. Glory to God. It's the Spirit of the living God. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes in, the devil has to move out. A glory to God, because that's not a glory to God, a duplex house inside you. You can't have the devil on one side and God on the other. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. And glory to God in the book of Joshua. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I want that seal on me too. Glory to God. I'm going to serve God. I want to walk in his steps. Glory to God. I want people to see some Jesus in me, not some Satan in me. And glory to God today. I believe the church people confuse a lot of people because they see them out doing something they shouldn't be doing. But they're the same ones that's in church raising their hand. And the people on the outside get saying, well, if they make it, I ain't got nothing to worry about. And they're probably true. Glory to God. Because you have to be sealed by Almighty God through his precious Spirit, and that's the only way you can be sealed in this world and belong to God, is if you follow the direction this book tells you, do the things he commanded you, glory to God, and walk in them daily. Get up each day determined that you're going to follow the word of God. You're going to live the word of God. You're going to share the word of God. You want to see others filled up and sanctified and sealed too, because glory to God, that's the craving God's got. Is for him to have people that'll get out and work in the fields and see if we can't bring some more in. Take somebody out there right now. And if you go talk to them, maybe they won't listen to me, but maybe they listen to you. A friend, it's time to get up and get about our Father's business. Glory to God.
Amen.
Some they say, you know, I've heard them say you don't have to have that spirit in you. You know, the thief on the cross didn't get it, and they forgot all about of what it says, glory to God, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. When old John the Baptist was talking, he said, truly I baptize with water unto repentance. But he who comes after me, he's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Friend, that fire burns out every corner of you. It takes all the filth, the dirt, the grime out of you. It tells you in glory to God, hallelujah, Malachi, I believe last book in the Bible, Old Testament, and he said that he would refine us as a refiner's fire. In other words, he burns all that out of us. But praise God, when it's burnt, you can't put it back in there either. If you do, the seal will get broke. It's just like canning. My mama used to can all kind of stuff out of the garden. I remember one time she said, go out and get me a jar of green beans. I went out to her and just picked up a jar, and it was moldy inside it. And I looked and said, what happened to this? He said, the seal was broke. Friend, that's what you look like when the seal broke. You're all moldy and crusty inside. It ain't fitting for the master's use. Glory to God. Because this is what it says right here in Romans chapter 8. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not out of the flesh, but out of the Spirit. See, there's nothing that condemns us again. We've had the sin took away. We're walking after the Spirit of God. Ain't nothing can come in us and dirty us up again. Our vessel's been cleaned. Our house is pure. Glory to God. That's the seal of God in us. The glory to Jesus. But when we go to walking in the flesh, glory to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Here's what it says in verse 5. It said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So when we get saved and we get spoken sealed by that Spirit, we're supposed to walk after the things of the Spirit, what the Holy Ghost teaches us and brings to our remembrance to guide our lives, not our lust in our bodies, because them bodies are going to die. They're going to go back to the dust of the earth from whence they came. But your spirit has got two destinations it can go to. It can either go up, be with Jesus Christ, and be in heaven forever, or you can go into that lake of fire with old Satan and the fallen angels. But it's all up to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise God. But I want to read this verse right here. In verse 9 it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. But it says this, my friends. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You're not sealed by good works. You're not sealed because you don't cuss. You're not sealed because you don't drink. You're not sealed because you don't do dope. You're not sealed if you take every penny you get and give to the poor. That don't seal you up. It takes the Spirit of the living God. Glory to God. That's when he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, wherewith you are sealed under the day of redemption. Friend, we can't grieve the Spirit of God because it's the very thing that seals us up in this world and keeps us holy and presentable unto God. And when we come before him, we don't have to come with our heads bowed down and ashamed to look at him. We look at him as our Savior, and we'll be longing to see him, glory to God, longing to be with him. Get me out of this world, Lord. Look what a shape it's in now, and we all know it's going to get worse. Praise God. But there's a going on up there in heaven. Glory to God. There's a shouting time lying ahead, friend. If you get your heart right tonight, glory to God, get sealed up by the Spirit of God and keep that seal on. Don't be like them green beans. Get the seal cracked just a little bit and rent the whole jar. That's what'll happen to you. That seal ain't got to be broke, but just a little bit. And glory to God, it'll ruin that old vessel that's inside you. And your soul will be spotted. It'll have blemishes on it. It'll have black spots in it. Because sin does that to a man. Glory to God. I'll read a little bit out of Titus over here. Chapter 2. And start at verse 11, said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Everybody knows about God. Everybody knows about Jesus. There's so many of them choose to throw him away like an old dirty rag. And he's the only one that can deliver us and seal us, praise God. But verse 12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That is today. Glory to God. We might get persecuted for it. They might dox us on the internet and tell everybody where we live and how we believe so bad and all that. Well, friend, you keep believing because you've been sealed if you've got the Spirit of God. You've got power to stand against them. You've got words you can tell them that they can't deny because God will give you things to do about them, just like he did when the woman was brought up in the very act of adultery. All of them had their stones going to stone her. And he said, what, see? And he sat there and wrote this plan. He looked up and said, let the man without sin cast the first stone. And every one of them threw the rocks down and went home because they knew they had sin in their life. They hadn't been sealed. And the woman still standing finally looked up at her. Where are thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. He said, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Friend, he's telling us tonight, go and sin no more. We do not have to sin every day like a lot of them preach. That's a lie. It comes straight out of the pits of hell. Because we do not have to sin every day. We can get up and live for Jesus every day. We can be sealed by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm talking about sealed so strong that if you see sin, it makes you sick. You don't want to see it in the world, much less do it. Glory to God. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. See, if they despise you, you know what? They're despising God, not me. If they don't like what I'm preaching tonight, it's not me that you're coming against. It's the Word of God. And the Word of God has to be in us. I read it a while ago. And glory to God. Now I'm going to read something to you of what happens when you break that seal. Glory to God. I'm going to show you this. And I know that people ain't going to like this. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do what God said. Chapter 6 in the book of Hebrews. And this is strong. This has got meat in it. And it's hard to take sometimes. But here's what it said. Starting at verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. See, we already supposed to be freed from dead works, and we're supposed to prove our faith toward God. We're supposed to be sealed by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And it says, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. If God's in us and he permits us to, we're going to stand up and say, you know what? Now we need to be laying the foundation for Jesus to come back on. We need to be out speaking the laws, glory to God. Because I don't need to be baptized again except by him and the Holy Ghost. I don't need to be baptized in the water again. It's done been done. I've confessed that I've been died out and brought up a new man, glory to God. The laying on of hands and resurrection of the dead. We know we're going to be raised. We're not going to die, friends. Hallelujah. We're eternal creatures. Glory to God. He told Mary and Martha, them that believe on me shall never die. I believe the word of God. I stand on the word because it'll stand when everything else is on fire. And said, glory to God, that next verse, I want you to listen closely. For it is impossible. Friends, that means there's no way. For those who were once enlightened have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. That's the one just breaking the seal that God has put on them. And they break that seal and they fall away from God. If you've got everything that God's got for us, you've had the Holy Ghost, you've been sealed up, you've been sanctified, but glory to God, you know the good word of God, you've seen the powers of the world to come, the prophesying of people getting healed, stuff that God does, and if you fall away then, the word that it used was impossible. You can't come back. And it's not talking about a backslide that slows up and gets slowful and just won't come to church for a while or whatever. He said, I'm married to the backslider. But he said it's impossible. Once you break that bond that he put around you, you break that shield that he puts on you, a glory to God, that seal of God, when you break that, friend, it's broken. And you can't come back. The word he used was impossible. That's not my word. That's God. He said it's impossible to come back to God. But glory to God. You imagine a man give you a great, great fortune. And hallelujah. And you just took it, threw it away. You know what? Don't do no good. Well, this is better than a great fortune. This is eternity. And when he seals us up, we need to remain sealed. We need to be happy people and joyful in knowing that my reward is laid up and no other man can get it but me. That's mine. I'm sealed. I'm sanctified. I'm set apart. Glory to God. I've been part of a royal priesthood. And hallelujah, God, I'm going to stay that way because I'm not going to do nothing to break that seal. But there's so many that does. And here's what it says right here, real quick, and I'll get off. But Matthew 24, start at verse 10, and it says, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. What reminds me of a lot of stuff? Send me your seed money, where God can multiply it and send it back to you. It's either false prophets. They're not preaching the word. They're preaching their pocket. Glory to God. And it said, and because iniquity shall abound like it does today, the love of many shall wax cold. He said, but, here's a but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Friend, you know what the Bible teaches me? That when we come to Jesus Christ, he cleans us up, purifies us. Our glory to God, and sanctifies us unto himself. His spirit comes in. And you know what you are right there? You become a child of God. You're not saved, but you're forgiven. Everything it said in the book of Romans, everything that was in your past is gone. Glory to God. It tells you in, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 5:17, that them that's baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. Glory to God. Ain't no sin left on us. Glory to God. But we're not saved yet, because it said right there, he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. We got to go on for Jesus. We got to endure until our name is called. Our time is up. Our race is run. And we got to be faithful and true to this down here. We can't get up and break the seal and expect God to still be there every time we call on him again. If we break the seal of glory to God, he has a word in that Bible, and I don't like to use it, but he said impossible. If you break that seal, after you know you've been sealed, you've got the Holy Ghost. That's the Spirit of the living God. If you've been taught the good word of God, you've seen the powers of the world to come, and you fall away, the word he used was impossible. But here's what it said. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Friend, if you fell away, turn around before it's too late. Friend, if you backslid, if you've got cold, if you're one of them they call lukewarm, you better get back up next to the fire and warm up. Because God will spew you out of his mouth. He's not going to have them like that. And you better check your seal. Because you're not sealed like you think you are. And all these ones that preach that once you're sealed, you cannot fall away. No, you better read this Bible. You better get in and read where I read to you. Glory to God. It wouldn't be wrote in here if you couldn't fall away. Glory to God and go back into sin. That seal be broken. Praise God tonight. Don't let this seal be broken. And glory to God, if you've never been sealed up by God, then get on your knees and cry out to him and say, God, I want to be sealed. I want to be protected from Satan and all his words, all his works on earth, because he's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a murderer. He's killed more souls than anything in this world. There's no disease that's killed as many souls as people that listen to Satan and follow his stinking lust back after this world and have come out from under the seal of God. Praise his holy name. And ain't no glory to God a thing ever going to hit this earth that'll take more souls than sin has. But right now you can be sealed from it. You can be where it will not come back on you unless you break the seal. And glory to God tonight. I pray that the people out there understand this tonight. What it means to be sealed up, sanctified and set apart. Glory to God. Because he's looking for people with such mind and such heart to serve him today. Glory to God. He's looking for people that this world can't tempt to come back out from under the seal. He's looking for people that once they get the seal of God, they get the zeal of God also. And they go out and tell everybody how good Jesus is, how great it feels to know that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, to know, glory to God, that I got a candlestick up there with my name on it in the temple of the living God, the glory to Jesus. And I don't want that candlestick moved out of its place. I don't want my name took out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And glory to God, it can be. Because if you break that seal, it said impossible. And I don't like preaching that. I don't like to tell nobody that your time's over, you can't come back. But glory to God, that's what the book says. And I told him I'd preach his word above all things. I'd stand on the word of God. And praise God, tonight I'm telling you what it says. Don't let impossible come into your life. Because he said to you, things are not all things are possible. It said, but with Jesus, all things are possible. That's how we get faith. That's how we get forgiveness. That's how we get strength. That's how we get how to talk, how to walk, and how to talk, and how to live, is through the Holy Ghost. That's how we're sealed, glory to God, under the day of redemption. You see, he may come tomorrow, and he may come 100 years from now, but I've got a seal on me. And glory to God, there ain't nobody breaking it, and I'm not going to. I want to stay on my knees, glory to God, knowing that he loves me, and he made a way. He's gone right now to prepare a place for me. But he said, if I go, I'm coming back. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Friend, don't break that seal. If you've started coming out from under it, get back under it quick. Get on your knees right now. If you're backslidden, in a backslidden condition, your heart got lukewarm on God, things didn't go right at church, and I just felt like quitting, and you don't quit, don't serve the people at church, serve God. Maybe they'll see your actions, and they'll change theirs if they're doing something wrong. Glory to God. Pray for them. Cry out to God for them. Don't come out under that seal. Glory to God. Stay protected. Stay shielded from all the things of this earth, and be in the arms of God forever, because that's what it's about. That's why he sealed you. He wanted people to know you're his. That's why that seal's put on there. He sealed you that you can go out in this world and it won't hurt you and harm you. You just go out and he said, glory to God. He said, be harmless as a dove. Go out there and don't hurt nobody, but try to win them all to Jesus. Glory to God. That's what it's about. And I love you tonight. I love everybody that's listening. I thank all the ones that call in and listen and send their prayer requests in. We sure appreciate it. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Hey, thanks for that good word. We got a couple more callers calling in, so let's get these. Okay, 706-264, come on in and tell us where you are.
Yes, how you doing, Sister Betty? This is Brother Willie. I'm from Barnell Full Gospel Church in Barnell, Georgia. Y'all
praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We was, amen, praise the Lord. Good word right there, Brother Miles. Amen, praise the Lord. We just thank God for the opportunity to come and preach and teach the Word of God, you know, because it's the we got to preach the Word of God. We live in the last days and everything's what's going on right there. And, you know, but, you know, the Bible says, you know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 40, and it says, in Greek, know the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And we ye come one to another one, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake forgive you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this is the problem with scriptures. You know, we know the Bible is the Word of God. It's the true Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why a lot of people want to change it. You know, they change it to different things. Amen. Praise the Lord. They take the things they don't like. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they say, well, this is no good. I don't like this. And we is going to change it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the thing about it is that the Word of God was saying, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible said heaven and no light is going to pass away. But my word was, you know, will not pass away. Amen. Praise the Lord. But go back to verse 30. It says, in Greek, know the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You know, a lot of people say, what are you talking, grieving the Holy Spirit? You know, well, praise the Lord. Well, when the Holy Spirit, they deal with people, and tell them, you know, to obey God. You know, God, I guess we really talk about, especially inside the church. You know, amen, praise the Lord, and especially in the days that we live today. Amen, praise the Lord, you know, probably not, and so many people, they go to church today, and they got their telephone in their hand, and they're talking to everybody else, texting everybody else, and they don't understand, and they're grieving the Holy Spirit. They're hindering the Holy Spirit to do the work, amen. A lot of people don't understand that. And praise the Lord, because, you know, somebody, the phone ring, you know, somebody do something with a telephone, amen, praise the Lord, everybody else look, and amen, and they take their eyes or their ears, praise the Lord, from the message, and they kill the spirit, they kill the message, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, and so many things that God knew that there was going to be like saying that this day, yeah, he knew, He knew from the beginning. He knew 2,000 years ago. He knew 6,000 years ago. Amen, praise the Lord. The things will be like that. Amen, praise the Lord. In so many ways, amen, praise the Lord. The people, the grief, the Holy Spirit, amen, praise the Lord. When the Spirit of God start dealing with them, amen, praise the Lord, they will do other things. Amen, praise the Lord. And amen, praise the Lord, other than obey God. Because, you know, you can go to church, you can have 100, 200 people. If the Spirit is dealing with one person, amen, praise the Lord, and that person not come, they grieve the Holy Spirit, amen, praise the Lord, and their service, yes, we not do, amen, praise the Lord, but if that Holy Spirit dealing with that person, and that person obey God, and go to the altar, amen, praise the Lord, and do what the Spirit say, amen, praise the Lord, they're going to have a good service, amen, praise the Lord, because, you know, the person moving, the Spirit's moving, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. And the day they will leave, there's a lot of people bind the Spirit, amen, hinder the Spirit, amen, praise the Lord, because the Spirit God wants to move, want to do mighty things, want to do great things, amen, praise the Lord. And that's like I said, in so many ways, amen, praise the Lord. This is what the Bible says in Matthew 19, I believe it is, and it's talking about, he said, where two, three gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst. What he's talking about, I mean, a lot of people can go to church, but not everybody goes in his name. Amen, praise the Lord. There's a few people goes because somebody makes them. A lot of people goes because lost or something. Amen, praise the Lord. But I tell you what, amen, praise the Lord, if we're two, three together again in his name, he will be in the midst. So when we go to church, we got to go in the name of Jesus. We got to forgive about everything else. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I myself, amen, praise the Lord, I go to church, and I leave my telephone in the car. Amen, praise the Lord, because I don't want to hinder somebody. I don't want to cause somebody to go to hell because my telephone rings or because something has, you know, something's happened. Amen, praise the Lord. But I will leave. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to know. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to get it. Amen, praise the Lord. This is what happened. Amen, praise the Lord. In the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, there was in one place and one man, in one place and one accord. Amen, praise the Lord. And seeking God. Amen, praise the Lord. They didn't have their mind on something else. They didn't have their mind on going watch the soap operas. They didn't have their mind, amen, praise the Lord, to go watch the game. And they had their mind and worship God, receive something from God. And because Jesus told them, amen, praise the Lord, they go to the upper room and tell them there to receive power from God. Amen, praise the Lord. Next one, we go to the house of God. We go to the church, and then praise the Lord to receive power from on high. We go to the church, and then praise the Lord to receive blessings, amen, to receive the Holy Ghost, to receive, amen, praise the Lord, more of God. Because, you know, let me tell you something. I've been saved for 34 years, praise God, but, you know, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but I want more. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm addicted. Amen. I got a problem. I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I used to be addicted to cigarettes. Amen, praise the Lord. But thank God that God delivered me from that. And now I'm addicted to the Holy Ghost. I want to receive. I want to feel the power. I want to know that God is with me. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. We better be addicted to the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, when you're addicted with something, you want it. You want it every day. You want it every minute. You want it. Amen, praise the Lord. If we're addicted to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to seek for it. We're going to look for it. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to shut everything down. We're going to cut everything off. Amen, praise the Lord, because we want to receive. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, there's lots of people watching TV and everything, and they just lock in those rooms. Nobody wants to, they don't want to be bothered by nobody because they want to watch their special program. Amen, praise the Lord. But I believe it's what we got to do with Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to get along with him. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to receive what he wants for us to have. He wants to rest. He wants to bless his people. Amen, praise the Lord. He's got so many blessings for us. Amen. You know, he said right there in verse 31, he said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen, praise the Lord. Everything, amen, praise the Lord, that hinders, you know, amen, praise the Lord. We go to church, amen, we got to put everything, you know, before we get to church, when we get to the house of God, just go to the altar or right there on the pew and pray. If we've been having a trouble, we can have a problem or whatever. Amen, praise the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. God forgive me. God clean me. God take everything out of my mind, out of my heart. And I want to worship you. I want to praise you. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, right after I got saved, you know, when after I got saved, I used to work with the same people that I worked with before I got saved. I mean, they give me a hard time. They aggravate me. They done so, you know, and they run to make me mad and everything. And then, praise the Lord, I was, you know, I was like my spirit was down. And then, praise the Lord, but, you know, on Wednesday night when I got home and I went to church, and then, praise the Lord, and I just pray. I said, Lord, I want to put everything out of my mind. I want to put everything out of my heart, everything that happened. I don't want it. Amen, praise the Lord. I want you to bless me. And I tell you what,
amen.
God will renew me. Amen, praise the Lord. He will renew me. He will bless me. Amen, praise the Lord. I didn't stay at home because somebody gave me. I didn't stay home because somebody trying to destroy me. I just went home because I need something from God. I need a strain. I need it. Amen, praise the Lord. Renew. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. You think, well, but, you know, a lot of people are obeying me. I just going to quit. There's no need for me to serve in God because let me tell you something. Amen, praise the Lord. When we got to see God, amen, praise the Lord, when somebody come against us, when we've been persecuted, when people curse us, when people come against us, talk about us or whatever, we got to seek God, amen, praise the Lord, because that's when we need God, amen. We understand we need God all the time, 24/7. We need God, amen, praise the Lord. When we go through all those things, amen, praise the Lord, we got it. And we got to, amen, praise the Lord, yes, seek God more. No quit, no give up, yes, because that's what the devil wants you to do. That's what the enemy aggravates you. That's what the devil tempts you. That's what the enemy, you know, we got to be like Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be like Jesus. When Matthew 4, when Jesus was fasting and praying for 40 days, amen, praise the Lord, he didn't need nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. The devil come and tempt him. You know what? Jesus come against the devil with the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, that's how we got to do. We got to know the word of God. So when the enemy come against us, amen, praise the Lord, we can go against the enemy with the word of God. We can rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen,
Lord.
Praise the Lord. And that's what we got to do. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't understand, well, this is the thing. Well, I'm saying, but this you cursing, this you do the things they used to do, this you, amen, praise the Lord, they act the same way, they do the same thing. Let me tell you something. When we get saved, everything will change. Amen, praise the Lord. Like the Bible says right here in 2 Corinthians, amen, praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What things that he's talking about? It's the same things, amen, praise the Lord, that we're talking in Ephesians 31, amen, praise the Lord. All things have changed away. All things are passed away, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We are a new creature. We might be the same person. We might wear the same clothes. And, well, sometimes it depends on the clothes that you wear. If they wasn't this, and you can say, God would say, change a different clothes. Put something else. Amen, praise the Lord. I say why? Because we are a new creature. We've been renewed from inside out. We've been, our mind has changed. We don't think the way we used to think. We don't act the way we used to act. We don't hate like we used to hate. We don't desire the things of this world. We desire more of God. Amen, praise the Lord. That's what new creature. He says, what new person that comes to Jesus Christ. Amen. Because all things are passed away. What is the old thing that he's talking about? Praise the Lord. Bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, and drunkenness, adultery, fornication. Amen. Hate and everything. All those things are passed away. We are a new creature. We are a new creature. We're a new person, amen, from inside out. And as Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus was so excited. I mean, he was so confused about it. He said, how can I be the old man and I can go into my mother's womb? And my praise Lord, Jesus said, no, he said, you must be born by the Spirit. You must be born in the Spirit, amen, praise the Lord. That's a spiritual thing. That's a spiritual thing, amen, praise the Lord. And that's, you know, if people don't have the Spirit of God, they cannot live holy. Amen, praise the Lord. I don't live Christian, you don't live Christian life by your own power. by you on sale. You live free and love by his power. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, amen, praise the Lord, he says that we are righteousness is like a filthy rag. Amen, praise the Lord. And God's righteousness, the ones that help us go through, we don't live in our righteousness. We live on his righteousness. Amen, praise the Lord. Because he's righteous or holy. Amen, praise the Lord. He is righteous. He is holy. He is pure. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to be crucified with him. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be crucified. Amen, praise the Lord. Paul said, I crucify the flesh daily. What do you mean, crucify the flesh daily? No, we don't have no cross. People don't see cross on us and our back every day. Amen, praise the Lord. We crucify the flesh. We pray. We seek God. We read the word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Whenever we don't want to, we still do it. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. When that thing's so bad, we still pray. We still seek God. Amen, praise the Lord. So get rid of all those things. Amen, praise the Lord, that he's talking about, man. Because we gotta live like Christ. We gotta walk like Christ. We gotta be, amen, praise the Lord, like Christ walk. Amen, praise the Lord. When he walked in this earth, amen, praise the Lord, he walked in holiness. He walked. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord daily. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, that was Jesus Christ. He was holy. Amen, but we cannot be holy. All the Bible says we got to be holy. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be holy. Amen, praise the Lord. How can we be holy? Amen, praise the Lord. Is be like God. Amen, pray, seeking God. Jesus told the disciples, pray with their sisters so you won't fall into temptation. Amen, praise the Lord. And a lot of people say, how can I keep from temptation? Well, there's nothing wrong with be tempted. But there's wrong to fall into temptation. Everybody's tempted. Everybody's tempted. But it's wrong to fall into temptation. And then, praise the Lord, it's wrong to fall into sin. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Even Jesus was tempted with all manner of temptation. He was tempted like we are. But praise the Lord, he said no. He overcome. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, every time the enemy tempts us, we can rebuke in the name of Jesus. The devil, you don't have no more, nothing on me. I'm belong to Jesus Christ, and he will give me power. Paul said that we're more than conquerors. Well, in other words, we can overcome things. We can overcome temptation. We can overcome everything that the enemy put before us. Amen, praise the Lord. Because John said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. If Jesus Christ lives in us, we conquer, we overcome us, amen, praise the Lord, because greater Jesus that lives in us, the devil that lives in the world. The devil don't have no power. He lost his power, amen, praise the Lord. Only power the enemy is God, what we give him. But we got the power. We got authority, amen, praise the Lord. We can overcome things. We can overcome sin, amen, praise the Lord. And once again, amen, praise the Lord, we got to get rid of all those things, amen, praise the Lord, and no grieve that spirit, you know. A lot of people say, well, you know, I can understand, you know, when the Spirit of God is telling me not to do things, I just go ahead and do it. Well, you grieve the Spirit. You make this because that's what the Spirit is here for. Amen, praise the Lord, to put conviction on people, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, amen, praise the Lord, to comfort us, amen, praise the Lord, to strengthen us. When we feel like we can overcome the sin, all we got to do is say, Lord, help me. And the Spirit of God is there, amen, praise the Lord, to give us the strength to overcome that, amen. And, you know, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works, amen, praise the Lord. It's amazing how it works, amen. You can be in deep trouble, amen, praise the Lord, but somehow, somewhere, you pray, say, Lord, help me. And that Spirit of God, amen, praise Lord, just move, amen, praise the Lord. And days later, years later, weeks later, I don't know how I come out of that one, but praise God, I did, amen, praise the Lord, because the Spirit of God was helping us, amen. Amen, praise the Lord, and that's why, amen, praise the Lord, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, don't hinder the Holy Spirit, amen, praise the Lord. When that Spirit of God move, when that Spirit of God convict us, when that Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord, put things in our heart. That's what we got to do. That's why the Spirit of God is here for. Amen, praise the Lord. He gave us power. He gave us power. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 1, I believe it's in 11:12, he said, he came unto his own, and his own received him. No, but then they received him. He gave them power. He gave them power to be the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the day that we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, He gave His power to be the sons of God. Amen. He adopted them to His family. Amen. Praise the Lord. So a lot of people say, well, this Christian is for the Israelites. This Christian is for the Jews. This Christian, let me tell you something. If you're Christian, amen, praise the Lord, you, amen, praise the Lord, we are the sons of God. We're Israelites by blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the Spirit, by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been adopted into their family. Amen. Praise the Lord. So all the blessings, all the promise in the Bible, that's for you and I today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, so many people say, well, this scripture says not for us. This scripture is for us. Let me tell you something. Every promise that's in the Bible, I will leave it in there, and that is for me, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to, amen, praise the Lord, and I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord, because what God done for the Israelites, He will do for me, and what God done for, He is the same by God. He doesn't respect the person. He doesn't respect nationality. He doesn't respect the Greek. He doesn't respect, amen, praise the Lord, the race or the color. Amen, praise the Lord. He will give what He do for one, He will do for another one. All we got to do is believe. Amen, praise the Lord. Believe and live holy for Him and hinder not the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And thank you, praise the Lord. I give you the time to somebody else. Amen, praise the Lord. Thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Willie. Thanks for coming on and obeying God. We're going to have Tim come down and sing songs here. So just worship the Lord and obey God. Praise God. Thank you.
There is a word that's so dear to my heart. It brought life to my dark, dreary soul. For without it, I am with deep pain and despair. And God's pity I never behold. You know, Satan once held me so firm in His prison, I never get out, so it seems. Then one day I heard footsteps down the hall of that dungeon, and a voice cried, I've come to redeem. Redeem the best thing I've ever heard. I've been wrong here from there. By that precious word, I'm freely forgiven. I'm washed and I'm clean to the faulty thing. God, I'm redeemed. Oh, how Christ loved us so much. He's willing to die on that old rugged tree. His blood runs with my pain, but walk now and forever. Thank God I am redeemed. Redeemed the best thing I've ever heard. I've been brought here from there. By that precious word, I'm freedom forgiven. I'm washed and I'm clean. Jesus, Father, God, I'm redeemed. Yeah, redeemed. The best thing I've ever heard. I've been brought here from there. By that precious word, I'm freedom. I'm washed and I'm clean. That for me, God, I'm redeemed. I'm free, I'm forgiven. I'm washed and I'm clean. Thank God.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise
Glory
the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
Glory unto God. Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just bear with him just a minute.
They've helped me come a long ways in the Lord, and if anybody's got any problem, needs something to talk to, he's the one that can do it, praise God. Between him and the Lord, they've done a whole lot for me, praise God, and I just want to give him the honor for that, the glory, because he's helped us, and he's been there, and, you know, a praise report to the Lord for letting him be in my life, in other words. Other than Jesus, he's number one in my life, praise God. And we're talking about today being sealed to redemption, you know. A lot of people can, they can read that and they can meditate on it and they can study on it and they can meditate it and roll it around. But if you don't let the Lord guide you, you start thinking, well, Lord, this is what you want. Lord, this is what you want. No, you need to let the Holy Ghost teach you, praise God. Don't think, don't assume nothing. Don't assume God meant this and God meant that. Let the Holy Ghost teach you. And that's what he sent it for. And that's why a lot of times, and that's where a lot of years I growing up, I missed a few things because I didn't know how to do that. And so I know the Lord, and I know the Lord's Son alive, and I love Jesus Christ. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I can do what I want to because I'm sealed to redemption. But I found out later through life that you can't do what you want to. You want God to, oh, but you want God to do for you sometime, but when he asks you to do something, well, you hesitate in it. You hesitate, like Brother Miles said a while ago, anything going to attract your mind or get you off the calling of God, and the devil tries to break that seal that God has put on you. And he, you know, he's touched your mind, he sealed your mind and your heart. And don't go assuming nothing. Pray about it first. Seek the Word of God. Dig in there and get to it like you did when you was in school. You didn't know what a social studies guide about what they're talking about or history or nothing until you studied it. You wanted to get that because you wanted to pass that grade, praise God. But with God, it's a bigger calling, praise God. It's a bigger reward. In school, you only got a little old diploma, but praise God, if we keep that seal until the day of redemption, we're going to have us a mansion, praise God. We're going to have something like nobody has ever seen down here on earth. The Lord has given many people many dreams about it, but I'm sure it's nothing like that it is, praise God. It's not the dreams or just give you dreams, just helps you get a looking at it and say, Lord, I want that to be mine one day, praise God. But being sealed to redemption, if you don't know what that means, there's a lot of meaning behind that. And you can't do what you want to or give in or give up, like Brother Miles said, that people in church will hurt you sometime because you let them. And if you ignore them, most times, you know, if you talk to them, say, hey, you hurt my feelings. Well, in the long run, there wasn't nothing there to start with. It was just mixed communication, praise God. But some of them don't want to work it out. They want to have some reason to puff up and break that seal. And then once they break that seal of redemption, you know, it's hard to get that seal back on you, praise God. It's hard to get it back. And Brother Job, you know, that's why he didn't give in. And Jesus and God asked him how you considered. He asked the devil, where have you been going, Satan, down and probe the earth, seeking who I can devour? He said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yes, but you've got ahead. So he done been seeking him out. He done been probably picking at his ears or teaching him to say, need to do this, need to do that. When it comes church time, you know, when it comes prayer time, you know, you got to go and check on your sheep. You know, he's probably just tickling at him and trying to get him to break his concentration on the Lord, what I'm trying to say. But Job didn't give in to him. And God said, you can do everything you want to except take his life. And Satan said, he'll curse you. He said he would curse you to the face, and God said, do anything, but you don't take his life. So he took the heads down. He had a seal on him, in other words, what I'm trying to say. Amen. He had a seal on Job, praise God. He had a seal that Satan could not break. God wasn't there watching him all the time. God was trusting Job with that seal, and God knows each and every one of us sometimes we feel like that we're alone. But we're not alone. When it gets down to work, we've been pressurized and we've been boiled. And like he was talking about the canyon a while ago. And you get down there and you get boiled and you get thrown in the fire like the Hebrew children. And they were sealed until the day of redemption, and God sent them through. He sent down his only begotten son, and there was four men walking in the fire. They didn't bend. They didn't bow. They didn't break. They didn't break their seal. They didn't break their rank in the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't break nothing that God gave them. They didn't break their seal, their thought, their heart. Praise God. But, you know, we got to have that seal. And some say, oh, that's in the old book. Well, let me tell you, that could be that's not it. But there's one that come in Matthew, praise God. And there was one that come, and his name was John the Baptist, praise God. He was on a journey. He had a seal on him. He had to come and prepare the way for Jesus. And he did not let it. They could not shut him up. He did what he had to do. He come preparing the way for Jesus. And they beheaded him. And he still didn't break his seal. He still didn't let them break the seal. Because he was sealed to the day of redemption. And he know that he come to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Then when Jesus come, praise God, he showed us. He made the way for us that we could have eternal life. To have that seal on us. And some say, well, the master's been taken. What are we going to do? You know, the master's been taken. But Jesus told him. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. That's how much he loves his care for us. He said, I will send you the Holy Ghost to teach you and to guide you. But you know what? We got to meditate on that Holy Ghost. We got to want the direction that he's pointing us in. We got to want to go that direction. We can't go astray, praise God. And we can't bear, you know, off to where we got lost in Chattanooga. Didn't get lost, but the traffic backed up, and we took another turn there. And my son, we went a good way. He's out of the way, you know. But anyway, he said, well, you know where this road is? I said, yeah, it's going right up yonder. He said, we're not lost. I said, no, we're in the truck. And I said, well, go right up here and turn left. He turned left. He turned another left. We come right back in there where we were supposed to be at. But we took the scenic route, is what I call it. But you can't do that in sin. You can't do that because you may not find your way back. You can't take the wrong road. Or once you do, turn around and go back. That's what he asked me to do. I said, well, as long as they're in the dead-end road, we're not turning around because every road leads somewhere. It's the way that it's the road that you choose to take, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And if you let the Satan break that seal of thought, if you let Satan break one that put one little crack, and like Brother Miles said about that bean, you know, it will ruin the whole jar. It will do, and you got to be careful when you can. And I know because I helped my mama many a time. She'd boil them jars, or you couldn't even touch them things. And she'd boil the lead, and she'd done everything. And when she put it in there, she popped that lead, and that thing popped. She said, it's sealed. Praise God. But if it didn't pop, she said, there's something wrong with that. We got to redo it. It didn't seal up. Praise God. And you know, you got to do that with God. You cannot let nothing break your seal. Break your rank, and you say, so, well, somebody got higher rank than I am. Well, of course they do, because you're thinking that. These no great big eyes and little bitty yous in Jesus. You got the rank because you want to stay in that level. If you want to be the floor sweeper all the time, we'll be the floor sweeper. But do a good job and don't complain. Then you can move up. When you learn how to crawl up that gospel ladder, because you're not learning this every day. You cannot learn these scriptures in 1 year. You cannot learn them. It takes a lifetime because once you say, I just know it all, I'm quit learning. But no, that's when you stomped your toe right there and
Amen.
You got your seal cracked, praise God. Well, we got to have our seal to the day of redemption. And that's where a lot of them, there was Stevenson in the Bible, you know, in Acts, book of Acts, they stoned him to death. He got up and he told him, preach to him just like it was. He said, just back in the old days, your ancestors killed the prophets and the prophets of God. He said, here y'all are doing it the same today. And they didn't like that, praise God, and they wanted to stone him to death. But then he changed his preaching. Did he back up any? No, he still let them have the gospel of Jesus Christ. He still let them have the word of God, and he didn't break his seal. Yeah, they stoned him to death. But when they stoned him to death, he looked up. He said, behold, I see heaven come down. I'm just paraphrasing that. But, you know, he won the victory. He did not lose his seal, praise God. He kept it. He kept it until the day he was called home, that day when they stoned him to death. And, you know, and people want to say all manner of things about you, and they want to make you try to see how you know, they want to tempt you and they want to see what all. I work with people like that. And it wasn't because I was a Christian. It was for the fact they just hated the church that I went to. And praise God, and they just hated me because I went to that church. And I told them, I said, look, y'all holding things to me that I didn't know nothing about. Happened years ago. So that's putting underwater, and God forgive it. Well, but y'all, but the devil brings it right back up. That's what I'm saying. But why? Because they let their seal crack. And in their mind, in their heart, just comes like a septic tank. They're learned. They're cankered. They ain't no good. But until they get that seal back, until they get come back to God, they're learned, praise God. But, you know, in Acts, praise God, he said, repent. I think it's Acts 2:38. He said, repent, therefore, and do your first works over. But when you lose that seal, it's going to take a whole lot harder works to get that seal back, to do your first works over. And that's what's wrong with people today. I've been baptized 20 years, they say. I was baptized when I was a little kid, eating on ice cream. But, you know, they forget that, though. That ain't going to carry you over, praise God. The minute you get old enough, there's a lot of people say 12-year-old, but once you get old enough to know right from wrong, whether or not to steal no cornbread or to steal a cookie when you wasn't supposed to, and you know that was wrong. Well, praise God, that's wrong, and you know it was, and you did it, no matter how old you are. That right there is wrong, and that's the way it is with God, you know. And another scripture come to my mind, he said, when I was a child, I acted as a child, I played as a child, but when I become a man, I put away my childish thing. But like Brother Willie's saying there, Pastor Willie's saying that they'll bring their Game Boys to church and they'll bring their phones to church. And I've had this for 20 years and my mom and daddy never did stop me. So I'm still doing it. I'm into a game here. And you know, and the phone ringing, or some of the, even the grown-up men, they'll say, I went to a fishing tournament. I had this planned for 2 years now. I won't make it to church, but I got to go to this fishing tournament, you know. They got their head hit on something. They got their seal cracked.
That's
praise
right.
God. And then they say, oh, the ball game's starting up again. And they get on the phone and they break their neck and they call everybody, ooh, meet you at the ball field. They open them back up. After this virus is let up. Praise God. Stop and think about it. There was a reason all that happened, to get people's attention. But they don't heed to it. They don't heed to it. They want to keep going round and round in circles, playing with God. And you can't do that. And that's why there's a few of his people that's left in this world that will tell you the truth and not back up. They'll tell you that's why the churches are empty. And the ones that's got 3,000 and 4,000 members to them, they're not a member of God, no doubt. They got their seal uttered. They had the wrong teacher. They had the wrong one preserving them. They had the wrong one that was trying to boil the water and keep them out of all that fire and heat and brimstone. They had one that just let them walk into that boiling water, into that fire. Because, like Brother Miles said, it's that money they want, and they don't care about your salvation, and they don't care to tell you that you must be born again, that you must have that seal until the day of redemption. You've got to be sealed. You've got to be born again. You've got to have your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And praise God, there was two books there in heaven. Which one is your name going to be in, praise God? And which one is mine going to be in? But I'm praying to God every day that I am keep my seal into redemption. But, yeah, we're going to be tempted, like Brother Willie said. We're going to be tempted every now and then. We're going to be tempted with some things. But if you know, you see, you got to also learn of God, and you got to also learn how your enemy works. For when he comes at you, you can say, like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. He even rebuked one of his own disciples, Peter. Praise God. But we got to know our enemies too. We got to know how they operate, and when they come to you with them long enticing words, you know, you say, get thee behind me. I don't have to accept that. My God will tell me just like you say. I mean, my God will deliver me. And you know, but that's why it's important to know the voice of God when you hear it. It's not screaming and shouting, praise God. It's not beating me in the head, praise God. It's not shaking me to death, praise God. But it comes in a small, still voice, praise God. And when you hear that voice, you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's your Father doing that. It's your Father's voice that you heard, and you know it, praise God. And so, yeah, we got to have the seal. People don't understand that. They think, well, I just go to church every now and then, live for the Lord one and the devil ten. But that ain't the way God works. God don't work like that. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep, if you love me. Praise God. Three times he asked Peter that. Praise God. Because Peter had denied him three times. And he was wanting Peter to get that message there. And guess what? He told him to come and meet him, I think it was in Galilee or somewhere. Or anyway, he should have told him. He said, bring Peter too. That tells me he forgive him. He forgive him, praise God. He can bring Peter too. So that's about all I got right now, Sister Betty. And say I love the Lord and thank you for an opportunity of coming on. And I'm hoping that someone will get a lot out of this broadcast, you know, because we each and every one, I know that in my mind, is doing it and what the Lord led us to do and led y'all to do. And so His word will not return void, praise God.
Amen.
And I'm sorry I turned it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Do you have any prayer requests, Billy?
Yeah, I remember my wife. She's still having problems with her legs and her eyes. I remember my brother, he's having heart problems. And remember him. Remember our church, my pastor and his wife, Brother Willie, and Sister Lily, and their children, and he got family in Mexico that needs help from the Lord, as we all got family here in Yonder, but God knows exactly where they're at and who they are. And my brother-in-law, Ron, I don't know if you remember him, I tell you, they're going to have his funeral Sunday. I thank y'all pray for him, Ron Yerdy. He was my sister's husband. But he finally passed away last week, and I recommend Tony's going to preach the funeral if it's the Lord's will. So, and his son's in jail, and I don't know if he's going to get to come. And so they just Lord, you know, needs to move on a lot of that, on a lot of them people there. About every one of them is lost, and.
Lord,
but
thanks.
The Lord, you know, they send me that away for a reason, me and Tony, for a reason, you know. And so I'm just going to say that's it's the Lord's will, I believe, for us to do that. So, you know, maybe one of us will have a word that would touch someone's heart. I know we can't do nothing for him in the casket there, but, you know, there's a lot of sinners going to be there. So just keep praying for that, you know, and the Lord have his way there. So I love the Lord, and just remember my health. I've got back problems real bad, and they want to send me to a back specialist, and it hurts me all the time. But I'm sitting here now all limped over. Praise God. You know, just keep praying for me and my family. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, praise the Lord. It's I got a lot of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And like we have to pray for our church and pray for our neighbors. And you know, there's so many people that need the Lord. And I got my family in Mexico, like Brother Ben said, they need to be saved. They need to be. And a lot of them had a lot of physical problems too. But you know, the main sickness that God wants to heal them is the soul, you know, to be saved. And pray for them that God will deal with them. And I know God is going to save them. You know, I know I've been praying for years and years, but, you know, I will never give up. Amen. Praise the Lord, because, you know, I know God promised that, you know, that he will save me and my household. Amen. So I stand on the promise about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some of them, like I said, some of them have some physical problems. And my older sister, she had a COVID-19 for 8 months. And, you know, she's got so many problems. Amen. Praise the Lord after that. And she needs a few surgeries done. And, you know, they need a miracle for a financial miracle, too. So just pray that God will help them so she can have the surgery that they need to be done. Amen. And I know God is God is able, amen, praise the Lord, and God is able to do that, amen, praise the Lord, and continue to pray. You remember, Sister Betty, lady?
Well,
she needed prayer, and I thought, like I heard the dragon, she was a real bad sick, and she can even hardly talk, and continue to pray for her and her son. They need a miracle, physical miracle, and praise the Lord. And now this friend of mine, his name Arthur Bates, he needed prayer, and praise the Lord. And I continue to pray for my brother-in-law, Arnie Pugh, and continue to pray for Teresa and her husband. Amen. Praise the Lord. They've been having the COVID for two, three weeks, and they just get a little bit so get sick again. So continue to pray for them too, and the new miracle. You know, there's a lot of people with this thing, and you pray that, you know, you pray that God will help give us the faith to move the sickness. You know, because this sickness is hinder a lot of things, hinder God, hinder us. You know, I know they don't hinder God, but they hinder us from doing anything. You know, thanking God. Just continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And our church and all the churches in general, you know, that God will, that God will give us a miracle, give us a revival. You know, we need a revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need a revival in the land. We need prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord for the country, for the leaders. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, this God knows everything about, you know, but we need it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So just I reckon that's about it. And praise the Lord. And we'd like everybody to pray for their requests.
Okay. Brother James, you have any prayer requests?
Well, that one I called you and told you about, Amber Miles. David, I talked to him a while ago, and he said she was feeling better, but they hadn't went down yet. All her lymph nodes just swelled up in her, like in her collarbone, around her neck. And if everybody can pray for her, it ain't nothing bad or something. It's just an infection in her or something. Because I've had it happen to me in my neck, and it was just an infection. So that's what I'm praying this is.
Yeah.
A bit worried, though, you know. But I know one that's big enough to take it out of there.
Amen.
And amen.
Remember my niece's boy, he's in rehab, and I don't want to name him really, but he needs the Lord's what he needs. Rehab won't stop him, but God can. You know, he takes stuff away from you, just a thought, it's gone. And you'll never want it again, and that's what he does. The rehab is just a place to go to rest a while and get to want it worse and get you out, and you go right back to it most time. And I think the place to go for him is you. And I asked y'all to pray for him and pray for I got lost grandchildren, some lost children that need God so bad. They don't realize how bad they need
him. Amen.
But we're coming into the evilest days that's ever been on this earth. It's coming.
Amen.
We already see the beginning of it. The Bible predicts it. It tells you it's coming. We see it's coming. We see it already starting to happen. So, people, it's time to get right with God if you're ever going to do it. Don't put it off another day. I just cry out for the lost all over the world because they don't have much time. They think they got forever, but they don't have forever unless they've got Jesus.
Amen.
And I just pray for it's too late. Remember all those that's in the hospitals and the nursing homes and jails and prisons. You know, he can save them behind bars, too.
Amen.
A lot of people come out of prison, a different person they went in. And I just asked him to let his spirit flow through this land and around this world and just touch the minds, the hearts, and the souls of them that need him so desperately and don't even realize their need.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's just take all these to the Lord in prayer. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read these off here, and then we'll take them to the Lord. Brother Dennis Snow needs healing in his legs. Donna Duckworth, she needs prayer. She's still having a problem with losing her son and her husband. And she's got a son that needs deliverance. Dora and David need healing in their body. Tom and Judy need healing. Maria needs God to move in her body for her. Raul and Teresa need healing in their body. Charlotte Ward needs healing. Gloria Six lost her husband, needs prayer. Nancy Wilkerman, she lost her husband, and also Marilyn Smith lost her husband, so be praying for these ladies that God will give them strength and comfort them. Sherry Sexton and family. Roy Sexton needs healing in his body. Remember our kids and our grandkids that need to be saved. Pat Gossie said to pray for her sister-in-law that has cancer. Carla Locke said to remember all of her lost loved ones. Barbara Smith said to pray for her boy, Nathan, that needs healing in his mind, heart, and soul. Joyce Mullen said to remember her. She needs healing. Ann Hodges needs healing in her body and deliverance from depression and confusion. And asked for us to pray for her family that needs to be saved. Willie and Lily and Varnell Full Gospel. Ernie Hughes, he needs healing in his body. John Harper needs healing. Trina Watkins has brain cancer, needs a miracle.
Lord Jesus,
Roy
touch.
Roy Rogers is in the hospital with several health issues. Kenny Carter, he's been in a hospital for like 100 and something days, and he's needing God's touch. He has come a long ways. He started out with COVID, and it really took its toll on his body, and they got him to where he can sit up in a wheelchair now. Just continue to pray for him. He had a singing ministry that he did with his mother, so just pray that he can get back and start doing what God wanted him to do. And remember a 17-year-old girl named Emery Casey that had open-heart surgery, and she needs a miracle. And remember Sister Gladys Dentmer, she needs healing in her leg and in her ankle. Remember Brother Dentmer, he has a lot on him right now, and he needs healing in his body and salvation for Chelsea and Brian. And remember my niece Brenda, she needs healing. Remember Sister Willa Dean Miles tonight, and just ask God to heal her eye completely and give her strength. And remember Amber has lip nodes swollen. Remember Jesse, he's on drugs and alcohol and he needs deliverance.
Lord,
remember Kay McRae, she last week went to the chiropractor, and they tried to pop her back, and it broke three of, or fractured three of her bones in her back, so they had to do surgery today on her. So remember her. She's got a lot of health problems. She's at the doctor almost every day, so remember her. David Russell, he's in the hospital. He had gallbladder surgery today. He's one of our regular listeners, so remember him. Ask God to touch him and heal him. Tina Hazel Baker, she needs healing in her body and her esophagus. She's having a bad time swallowing. She keeps getting choked, and so just remember that. And remember a woman that has COVID-19 and her oxygen is very low. Ann Hagen needs healing in her body. And they've been doing tests on her. Just pray the tests come back good. Her daughter, Melissa Hagen Young, needs healing in her body. And let's remember my little great-niece, Nova. She's got a hole in her heart, and they're supposed to be doing open-heart surgery sometime or another on her. She's about, I think, either 5 or 8 months old. She's not very old. So remember her. And Marie Baker needs healing in her back. Let's remember Brother Bobby and Sister Reba Pettit. They lost their son.
Yes,
yesterday morning, and they're really having a hard time with it. Brother Bobby, he has a lot of health problems, and he's on dialysis, so remember him. Remember Sister Reba. She needs healing in her body. She needs strength. Let's remember the Morrow family. They lost a family member. Let's pray God's strength and comfort for them. Laura Rose needs healing in her back. And let's remember Baby Pax. He needs healing in his neck and head.
Man.
Joe Fowler, he needs total healing in his back. Rebecca Church said to remember a friend who needs healing. Nancy Hass, she needs healing in her back. She's had numbness and severe pain and everything, so remember her. Remember Zane, he needs a miracle in his body. Joe Richardson, he's having breathing problems and his blood pressure's real bad. And he's having a lot of back pain in his lungs. He's having problems in them, so remember him. Let's remember to pray for Delia Thompson. She's in rehab and she needs a miracle in her body. Steve Sugars needs to stay in, needs to stay stable. She said it's too high, so remember him. My sister Eva and my brother Larry and my sister Eloise need healing in their bodies. Remember this. Pray for it. Pray for that people get their hearts right with God. And Sherry has cancer, needs a miracle. April Wilson, let's pray for her and her son, and her husband needs salvation. Robert Hall is needing a miracle in his kidneys. Let's remember our pastor, Don Harris. His blood pressure's been up real high and needs to come down, and he needs healing in his lungs and his throat, and he's been dizzy, and he needs strength in his body, so just pray for him. Let's remember Bonnie's eyes and her legs. And let's remember Robert Keeler that's having heart problems. Let's remember the family, Brother Billy's family in prayer, as they lay that one to rest. And pray for Brother Willie's family in Mexico that need healing, that need salvation. Betty Wilson, pray for her and Gary. And just remember all the people on Facebook out there that have needs, and all the people in the nursing homes, hospitals, and all the people with COVID-19. Teresa and Raul, they need healing in their bodies. So let's all go to the Lord in prayer and pray over these needs. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you, God, for this time, Lord.
Come right now, God. Lord, I ask first of all, God, that you just bless the ones we come before you today, God. They meet their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Dear God, let them know that there is a God that loves them. One that will take care of them, one that will take their sickness away. Glory to God, that you heal them all the time. And bless God, one with cancer, that one has all parts of surgery. Dear God, we need the miracle, Lord, to go in the miracle. And God is that what we want to realize. That my God is a miracle. My God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. What you ask in my name, I will do it.
And the name of God, the Lord, thank you, Father, for this
Dear God, my eyes are shut, but I sleep. People standing up, I believe in you. Glory to God.
that will bless somebody. That somebody will come and be able to repent and be healed from the day of redemption.
Hallelujah. That's the going back to the doctor. They couldn't find no cancer in the world. Because my God,
we recognize you.
Glory to God. If you serve one that's not, you got the wrong God. So my God's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than the heathen. He's bigger than the heathen that's ever been. Glory to God. He's a slave and slave. Glory to God. He's who is what he is now. He no Moses. He's who is what God found your name is to tell him I am. Because he is. They want to say this very fast. Glory to God. Don't go to sleep.
You're worthy not to be glorified. No, you're worthy to know how to do it.
And the name of my sheep. Under the name of Jesus. Praise God for that. Because we need to get back to the old way. Glory to God.
I'm going to thank you, Lord.
And not let it go. God, I believe you're going to come up and
with
the Lord, I so the Lord pray for you, Lord. The Lord that are
in
the
Lord,
God is your first of all their souls, they say. And secondly, they can heal their body. Give them
a chance. God,
you hallelujah. I praise you. Thank you,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father. Lord, we glorify you, Lord. We magnify you.
Glorify you, Lord. Lord, let me live in a way that would bring you glory each and every day, Lord. I don't want to wait to see if you're
and the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to have him sing a couple songs,
and then Brother James or Brother Willie, one of them, get something ready. We've got about 13 minutes now, so.
Okay.
So just worship the Lord with him.
Yeah.
Oh, how precious is the fall.
Brother Miles, you have anything to add to that? There's about 8 minutes.
Well, I was looking over here in Psalm 34. And starting at verse 11 says, come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Because what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? That's every man. That's what we want. You know, we want a long life. We want to want many days. We want to see good in our life. And here's what he says. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking God. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Friend, that's what you have to do to come to the Lord. You got to get rid of that junk out of your life to be sealed up by God. But when you are, here's what he said. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cries. When I pray to God, I like to know that he's watching me. He's listening to me. It's going into the ear of God. When I have something I need to tell him or something I need, glory to God. His ears is open unto my cry, glory to God. And that's what he says. If you're sealed up, he knows who's his, Brother Willie. He ain't got to ask if Willie's his. He knows if you're his or not. He knows if you've been sealed or not, glory to God. And he watches over you every day. And glory to God. His ears is open. He's listening for your cries. But he says this. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. You won't even be remembered no more. He'll blot your name out. Well, it's not written down nowhere. That'll be forgot pretty soon, and you'll be tormented in the fire. Glory to God. But he said he's going to be watching me, looking over me. He said he'd be listening for me. Glory to God. When I need him, he's there. Because here's what it says. The righteous cry, and the Lord hear it. And delivereth them out of all their troubles. Why would he do that? Because there's a seal on us. He delivers us from the troubles and the fears. He delivers us from the word, the glory to God, the anguish that we go through on this earth. He delivers us from them because he hears us. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Contrite means just a repentant spirit. And he said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Baby, you've been sealed up by God, and the troubles and trying times come. God said he delivered you out of them. Glory to God. Why? Because he sealed you up and made you his forever. And you're the only thing in the world that can break that seal. Satan can't do it. All his power. All the fallen angels can't break the seal of God. It's up to you, though. You are the only one can break it. You are the only one that can dip back into evil and into sin. And when you do, that seal goes away. Glory to God. Because when he sealed you, you're supposed to be marked with the mark of God, the seal in your forehead, showing the world you belong to him. Your thoughts can't be changed into evil. They think, consider it all the time, how good God's been to you. They look to heaven and know that that's where their help comes from. Praise God. See, that seal don't go away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, people that left this world sealed up, well, they're still sealed. Glory to God. They're waiting on that redemption day when the great trump of God shall sound, and the angels will be sent down. It said he'd gather his elect from the four quarters of the earth, all over. They'll be caught up with him in the air, praise God. Hallelujah. And that day's coming, but it's coming for them that stay sealed. It's coming for them that stay true to the word of God. It's coming for them, glory to God, that know they got something better than anything this world's got to offer. They've got salvation. They've got eternal life. They got a glory to God, a retirement plan like nobody else has got. Their retirement plan might run out of money someday, but the one that God gives you don't cost no money.
Amen.
It's an eternal life with him in the kingdom of God. It's yours if you've been sealed. Glory to God. Don't take your name. Don't take it out of the Lamb's Book of Life, because glory to God, God don't just consider this one or that one, and I don't like them and block their name out. They got to go back out in sin before that happens. Glory to God. They got to give up on God just where they could grab a hold of the world before your name comes out of that book. Watch this wrote down. It's wrote in the blood of Jesus. Do you understand? Glory to God. Oh, and that don't come out easy. You're the only one that can erase that. Hallelujah. Now, we need to remember, glory to God, that if you've been sealed, you're a child of God. And right now, his ears is open unto every one of your cries. His eyes is upon everything you do. Glory to God. But you need to remember this, people. If you're not saved, his eyes are still upon you. He's still watching you. He knows everything you do. You may go to church and play goody-goody. You might even give money to help people. But praise God, you can give every penny you ever make and still not be saved and sealed.
Come on.
Because you've got to first surrender to Jesus Christ. You've got to submit your body, a living sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that old body will die, glory to God, one day. But that inner man, that soul of man, that lives on forever, you've done made up your mind, glory to God, and I'm going to live with Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't fall and you don't stumble, but the ones that come out under the seal of God, you doom your soul to an eternal hell fire. You're going to be in that lake, and there's no escape. There's no quit to it. It may burn the flesh off of you, but it'll come right back, start burning and hurting again. And you're going to do it over and over and over throughout eternity. And I believe you'll look up toward heaven, and you'll see your loved ones that made it in, walking around, enjoying the glory of God while you're burning. That's how bad it's going to be. Friend, tonight you need to let go of this thinking world, that you might get a hold of the hope in Jesus Christ. Let his righteousness come upon you and put a shield on you by the Spirit of the living God, because he's calling people to get saved right now. And glory to God, it's time everybody get fired up on it and tell this world you might not have tomorrow, but you got right now. Get that. Receive Jesus. Let him seal you. Glory to God, you'll be able to stand, not by your power, but by
him. Amen.
Glory to God. I love y'all. Thank God for this, where we bring the word of God and let people know how much God loves them. Praise God. Mr. Betty, thank you.
Well, we just want to thank everybody for listening tonight. The time is just about gone, so we're going to say good night and God bless. And we love y'all, and tune in next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And tell your friends and your loved ones and your neighbors about this, and let them tune in. And please share this broadcast out so others can be touched. And we'll see you next week. God bless. We love y'all.
God bless all of you. I love all of you.
God bless. We love y'all. Good night.